Welcome to the deep dive. So you flag a couple of interesting online spots first, the Private Islands for Sale Facebook group and the Tropical Islands blog.
That's right. They seem to be pretty key resources if you're into, well, islands, whether buying, selling, or just learning.
Exactly. And we thought, let's do a quick deep dive for listeners maybe wanting to get up to speed quickly on what makes these, you know, noteworthy. What's the value proposition?
It's a good idea because they're interestingly connected. It's not just a place to slap up a listing. It feels more like an ecosystem.
An ecosystem. Yeah, I like that. Let's start with the Facebook group. The size alone is pretty striking, over 20,000 members.
Right. And think about what that means. If you've got an island to sell, that's instant targeted visibility.
No kidding. In such a, well, niche market, getting in front of that many specifically interested people, that's huge. Cuts through a lot of noise.
Precisely. You're not just shouting into the void. It's a concentrated audience.
And looking at the kinds of listings, it's not just empty plots and sand, is it?
No, not at all. It's quite diverse. You see entire private islands, sure, but also beachfront properties, even established resorts, some apparently quite popular, even award-winning ones.
So a real spectrum, whether you're dreaming of a personal getaway or looking at, like, a serious investment.
That variety likely pulls in a wide range of people, yeah. From individuals to more serious investors.
Okay, but who's running the show? Because that matters.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And the admin credentials here are, frankly, quite strong. You have Alfredo F. Iam. He's listed as a business consultant, a broker, and a real estate agent specializing in islands.
Okay, so he knows the business side.
Seems so. And then there's David Todorovier. He's described as a master school teacher, but interestingly, with university research specifically focused on tropical islands.
Huh. A teacher and researcher. That's an interesting combo. Business and academia.
It suggests a certain level of credibility, doesn't it? Professional oversight. Not just some random group.
Right. Which kind of leads us neatly into Davor's Tropical Islands blog. It's not just like a side project.
No, it seems pretty substantial. Very much an educational resource. They dive into tropical and subtropical islands, environmental issues, conservation, important stuff.
And it gets eyeballs, apparently. You mentioned something about Google rankings.
Yeah, that was quite striking. The description mentioned that at one point they had over 100 island articles appearing on the first page of Google search results.
Wow, that's serious visibility.
It is, and even now it talks about having hundreds of articles, over 10,000 pictures. So it's this huge searchable knowledge base.
And the blog and the Facebook group, they don't just exist side by side, they feed each other.
Exactly. Constant exchange of information, posts cross-shared, it creates a more dynamic flow.
And this bit caught my eye, they mention helpful staff for free. Assisting members promote their assets.
Mm-hmm. Both within the group and on the blog itself. That's a significant value add, especially the free part.
Yeah, that definitely points towards more of a community feel, doesn't it? Not just a bulletin board.
Right.
Facilitating connections, not just hosting ads. They also seem pretty serious about keeping the space clean, mentioning active pest control trolls, spam, harmful posts, getting deleted and blocked immediately.
Which is crucial for any online community, especially one dealing with potentially high-value transactions or information. You need that trust.
You really do. A productive environment.
So, yeah, a well-maintained space.
Okay, so let's sort of pull it together. The Facebook group is positioned as this virtual hub, right, for buyers, sellers, investors, agents, sharing listings, info, having discussions.
That's the core function, yes. And the Tropical Islands blog, stemming from Davor's academic work, provides the deep dive content.
And they keep it fresh.
Apparently so. They mention constantly updating their knowledge through talks with regional professionals, even interviewing prominent people from the group itself.
Okay. So for our listener, maybe someone curious about this whole world of private islands, what's the takeaway?
Well, I think it's that this combination offers a potentially very efficient pathway. The group gives you the audience, the expert oversight, the diverse listings.
Right. The practical transactional side.
And the blog delivers the background, the context, the education, plus that impressive online reach and the collaborative aspect.
So whether you're actually thinking about buying or selling, or maybe you're just fascinated by the idea, these platforms look like a pretty valuable resource, a shortcut almost.
A shortcut to understanding the landscape and connecting with the right people, yeah.
That really makes you think, though.
What's that?
Just, you know, the power of these very specialized online communities, dedicated spaces for really niche interests. What does that enable?
That's a great point. The potential for focused knowledge sharing, for building connections you'd never make otherwise. All within these digital pockets, it's quite something to consider, isn't it?
Huh.
How these spaces evolve.